So, Cal, you primary residence is at the Ren Sen, and something was going on last week. Was it the UmaCon?
No, it's going on this weekend, and it's called UmaCon.
I'm never going to get that right.
Oh, yeah. Well, just look at it just the way it's spelled. It's Y-O-U-M-A-C-O-N.
Okay.
UmaCon.
And what is it?
Oh, it is a combination of a bunch of craziness all going on at the same time. Basically, it's a lot of folks getting together that are part of different communities of, I would say, animation, role play.
Enthusiasts.
Gaming enthusiasts. That's a great way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see everything from stormtroopers from Star Wars. There's groups of people who get together and dress up like that. And they, you know, they make their costumes as elaborate as possible.
Yes.
So they look almost identical to exactly what you see on TV.
So what do they do there? There's guest speakers. It's a comic book thing.
Oh, there are game nights?
It's a movie thing.
Everything. They have guest speakers. They have comic book nights. They have contests of who made the best costume. They have role play games that they do. They do everything. It's just a myriad of things.
Now, what's unique about this is the Comic-Cons that happen are like with Marvel Comics and those characters, et cetera.
Correct.
These are characters that come out of Japanese anime, right?
Some of them are anime. Some of them are things, for example, out of Microsoft games, like what's the one, one-person shooter type games? What's the big one?
The guy's
always in a helmet.
Not Halo, but the...
Yes, exactly.
No, that's the other one.
There's Halo people there. There's all sorts of folks like that. And they're walking around in their costumes, or they've got gaming rooms. And when I say gaming rooms, they've got gaming rooms.
I saw that picture of that. They're like banks, long banks of...
Huge rooms.
Computer screens.
But you know, just ramping up to set up this particular con has just got to be something else.
Call of Duty, yes.
That's it.
Knew
Call
it was going to hit.
Right?
They bring in, I went into a room yesterday, and it had everything in it. They had gaming tables where groups of people would get along, and they would play the games. Everybody had at least a 24-inch monitor in front of them to be able to play the game.
Wow.
There was everything from Xbox to PlayStation to Nintendo that was there. They had the best virtual reality helmets there. I went and I sat on the bridge of the Enterprise.
Oh, you tried one, huh?
It was absolutely great. There was two people there that helped me out during that time, and I got to mention their names if I can just pull them up while we're talking. But they were there to set up the game, show you how they worked, get you in place so you can play
now,
it.
Was it the classic Enterprise or the Enterprise? Which Enterprise was it?
This was the original one. This was the first one
made out of foam rubber and styrofoam. Okay,
exactly.
Okay.
But it was great. They had one-person shooter games with the virtual reality helmets, so you could be right into it. And Raina and Skylar were the two people that were helping me out with that. And it was just great. You could go on the other side of the room. They had Dance Dance Revolution over there. So if you like that type of thing.
Oh, that's right. DDR.
And I'm talking about full-size machines that were 8-9 feet tall. Everything in there was there for you to be able to enjoy. And then if you wanted to go old school, you could go down the hall, and they had all tabletop games. So, all the games that Dungeons and Dragons, all those sort of things that people would play with the cards and the dice and stuff like that, they had a wall that it'd be at least 100 feet long of tables where you'd go up, pick up the game of your choice, and then a big ballroom full of blank tables where you would sit down with other people and play these games.
What a wonderful experience.
It's getting bigger each year. I mean, I was there, I think, for the first year of a
UmaCon. Yes.
And that was just bizarre.
21,000 people that year.
They were backed up from the parking lots to the GM surface lot through the Renaissance all the way.
I bet it's going to be even bigger this year. It was 21,000 last year.
That's just the Ren Sen.
Yeah.
They're also down the street at Cobo Hall, too.
Oh, my.
That's right.
They've got multiple halls down there that they have filled up with people as well.
Oh, and thank goodness we have that people mover that doesn't go anywhere. Except
in a circle. It was going in a circle.
It's
turned
forth.
Good.
At least it gets you from those two places. So maybe it's built just for them.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. You know, at first I used to think things like, you know, it's just kids who hang out in their basement and live in their mom's basement, stuff like that. And even if they do, I got to tell you, they're extremely creative.
Oh, yes.
And most of the ones that I ran into were all nice, very polite folks. And they were just having a darn good time.
Now, Kel, one of the things I saw as I looked at some of the background, by the way, folks, you can go to our website, internetadvisor.net, and we have information there that you can click off to find out more about.
I'll have some pictures for us to post up.
Good. Okay. I'm curious, what drew you to it in particular?
Well, because Ed and I work in the environment down there, and you're right in the thick of it, because every time we'd have to go from one building to another building.
Or one tower to another
to service a customer.
Oh, yeah.
You got to walk through all this, and you know, you get in the center atrium of the Renaissance Center, you can see all the ballrooms all the way up, the three levels that they have, and every one of them is filled with, you know, you're walking along and all of a sudden, Sailor Moon walks by you. 3 seconds later, there's Chewbacca and Darth Vader walking by.
It's
just a wonderful experience, and it's fun to see.
Sounds like a great family experience.
Yeah.
I think so.
But it's a little expensive, isn't it, for family? I thought it was like $45.
You know, wood isn't cheap. I mean,
you go to the movies and I spend $45 on popcorn, you know.
Yeah, so. You're just right. On the popcorn.
I got a guy I'm working with at work. Him and a family of four, they went down to Disney World. $6,500 they spent.
Wow.
For a week.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, it all depends on what you want to save your money up for and do.
Really? I just planned my trip to visit my daughter in London, and we're flying there for 10 days and hotels for $1,100 a person for 10 days.
Wonderful.
That's not bad. That's probably pretty good. I need to follow up on that.
Well, I didn't realize the price because of the Brexit, it's just plunged. The pound is only $1.30 for American dollars.
So. Yeah, if you bring me back a pound of tea.
Really?
I have a lot of things I'm going to have to bring back.
The list is going.
I have one guy that says, I want you to bring back some cheese. He says, when you eat the cheese there and you compare it to the pasteurized stuff we have here in the U.S., he says, you're just going to...
Oh, especially the English the English cheddar cheeses.
Yeah. Some of the things that they do there, and they span, because electronic games can span the realm of things... they do a lot of things there. They do Japanese chain mail and a bunch of other things there. So it's really quite interesting.
Yumacon. You'll find that if you go to our homepage, which is internetadvisor.net. You'll find links there to this convention, which is going on, has been this since Thursday this week, and we'll go on through Sunday. And for those who are listening to the podcast, you probably should just make plans to be there next year. But at least find out more about it. And Cal's going to be posting some pictures as well. We'll be back in just a minute to continue the conversation with Justin Coffey about Microsoft and some of the changes going on there.